get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings and a happy early Halloween to all you golf fans, golf viewers, golf lovers out there all over the world here. I'm Jerry Butenhoff coming to you once again on Tee to Green from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, where it's going to be a pretty nice, balmy, almost balmy day here, probably in the 50s. Beautiful weather outside, leaves are turning, awesome time to be out there playing golf. On the show today, for some of you, the golf season actually is winding down, or maybe you're done with it already, depending on the part of the country you live in. Maybe you're thinking about some new equipment or some things that you can do to improve your game for next year. Well, today we can help you a little bit on that note. Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf Clubs, they're based in Colorado here actually. He'll be here to talk about a new driver that they are going to be putting out here and also an interesting new take on wedges to help with your short game. Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z first up today. You know, for most sports, the most important thing you need to be successful is good flexibility. And I think most of us likely do not put enough time into stretching both before and after our activity. Golf is a game where you can certainly do that during your round. And Sarah Cohn has come up with a book called Practice Yoga While You Play Golf. Sarah will be here today to tell us some of the things, simple things that you can do to stay loose on the course during your round. All coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Lots of professional golf going on all over the world. We'll update you on who has already won and who is leading the various tournaments going on. Also, you can check us out streaming online on the website teetogreenradio.com or go to sportsbyline.com to connect to us. Brad Ingerman of Dimension Z coming up first here on Tee to Green. Hang with us.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
It's the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. This portion of the show brought to you in part locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years now of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. You can give them a call at 719-471-9900. And it's that time of year where some of us, the golf season is sort of winding down depending on where you live. And a lot of times people kind of take the winter to maybe kind of think about their game and think about what they can do to maybe improve, get a little better for next season. And especially the guys in the golf world, we always like new stuff. And everybody likes the long ball. We're going to talk to Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf Clubs right now. They've got a few new items coming out that we're going to touch on here. And Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful this morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, no problem. It's been a while since we've talked to you folks. We had Don on a few years back, and for a lot of our people that may have missed that, let's talk just a little bit about Dimension Z, how long you've been around, and what your main focus is, and give us a little company background here to start out.
Sure. Don and I started Dimension Z Golf in 1996. It was started with the idea that most of your mass-produced equipment out there isn't really made with the best quality components and things like that, number one. And number two, it's you know, built for a standardized person or an off-the-rack specification, if you will, which really doesn't fit a vast majority of golfers out there. So we started Dimension Z Golf with the idea that, you know, the tour players go through a lot more with their equipment than the average golfer does. They make sure that the length of the clubs is exactly right, that the lie angles are set exactly right, and that the shafts are matched up correctly. And that doesn't mean that they're all just playing, you know, stiff flex, for example. It means that, you know, there's some frequency matching that's occurred on the iron, so each iron club to club feels and plays exactly the same. And so Dimension Z started out with the idea that we're going to bring this tour quality equipment to the everyday golfer. We did that by setting up a pretty solid network of teaching professionals and fitters around the country who have a clientele of students that want to improve their game and are avid golfers and are willing to, you know, kind of go that little bit of extra distance in terms of making sure they have the right tools in their hand to play the game of golf. So that was how we got our start in 1996. We've been doing that for almost 15 years now. And most recently, with the economy the way it is, we've made a little bit of a shift. I've developed a couple of new products that are out there. We're focused a little bit more on the driver market currently. And I've also developed a new club that's really, you know, thinking outside the box and designed to help players who really struggle around the green. It's called the Copperhead Belly Wedge. So those are a couple of new things that we've got going on, and we're really excited about.
And we're going to touch on those things in just a little bit here. Brad, when people or even better yet, when club manufacturers like yourself are working with an individual, I'm guessing that swing speed is one of the things that you really take into consideration when you're fitting someone, especially for the various types of shafts that are out there. Am I on board here correctly?
Swing speed is a factor, yes. However, it's not the be-all, end-all measurement for shaft flex. Some fitters can fall into that trap a little bit where they find that, they overutilize the value of swing speed. Of course, you have to understand that, you know, making good centeredness of contact with any club also has to deal with timing. And we can have someone who has high swing speed but poor timing. And that would, you know, really muddy the waters of choosing a shaft flex for them if we were to just say, well, you know, the swing speed is X, and so that means they need this flex. If their timing is severely off compared to their swing speed, they're not going to have centeredness of contact. And so there may be other solutions to that in terms of shaft flex and club length and things like that.
Are you finding that a lot of more people now are really making the conscious effort to come to someone like you? Anybody can go out and, you know, go to a demo day and or go to one of their local golf expos that are, you know, everywhere in the country in the winter and spring and stand in those hitting bays and try seven different club manufacturers. But are people really getting more attuned to going to a club fitter and getting what's really right for them?
I really think they are, yes. Consumers are starting to really wake up to the idea that what you buy off the rack isn't, you know, going to be exactly what they need. And understand, too, that I personally believe that the process of buying golf equipment is broken. And when I say that, we have to kind of look at the process historically. You know, 20 or 30 years ago, we didn't have, you know, big box retail. And so if you wanted to buy a club, where did you go? You went to your local golf pro at the golf course that you probably played more often than not. And that gentleman or lady that was in there, was someone that you had a relationship with. You may have taken a lesson or two from that person, and they had some relationship with you in terms of your game and what your capabilities were. So when you went in the door and said, hey, I want to buy a new set of irons, they already had some familiarity with what your needs would be. Today, a lot of that's been stripped away because most people don't go to the green grass golf shop or the golf professional to buy equipment. They wander into a giant store where there's a bunch of employees running around, and they don't really have any familiarity with that customer. And that customer is supposed to communicate with them and try to figure out what it is they need, or maybe they've done some research, or like you say, they've hit something out of a demo day, so they kind of have an idea of what they like. But there's really no, you know, silver bullet. So this is what I want to buy, and this is how we're going to do it. And so the process has become a little bit broken over time. And I believe that, you know, the more consumers get back to their golf professional, get back to the relationship with the person that helps them teach the motion, that's really going to benefit them when it comes to making buying decisions that are going to really make a difference in their bag. And that way, they're buying equipment that complements their swing and complements their game versus buying equipment that they think they want because it's marketed well or this player or that player on the tour plays it, and then trying to adjust their swing or adjust their game to that equipment. And that's really the wrong approach. But unfortunately, we see a lot of that going on in the industry today.
Yeah, a little backward. Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf Club's with us. Brad, how do we get some of the people that have maybe never, you know, thought the way that we're talking about now, how do we reach them? How do we how do we get them to take that next step and go to a club fitter or their local pro again?
Well, it's education. I mean, that's what I always say. It's education, education, education. We need people to really just understand the process, and that is sometimes a challenge because, you know, the golf industry is a heavily marketing-driven industry, and there's companies out there that spend $100 million a year on marketing, and that is just a huge amount of messaging that's going out that doesn't necessarily provide the consumer with that knowledge. And so I really believe that golf shows like yours and you know, there's a network of golf writers out there that have begun to understand this facet of the industry. And I think they do a pretty good job of trying to educate the consumer on what it takes to really get a good set of equipment in your hand and the process that you need to go through to make sure that occurs correctly.
Talking to Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z. Brad, it's time for a little break here. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of specifically about the Red Devil driver and the new wedges that you're going to come out with. So hang on there. Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf. And then later in the show, Sarah Cohn. Practice yoga while you play golf. That's going to be an interesting little chat with her. All coming up, stay with us here on Tee to Green.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
America's longest running network radio golf show. Over 20 years we've been around now. Pretty neat. It's more than a handyman for all your repair and modeling needs at your service. No job is too big or too small for them to help you with your home repairs. Call Daryl, 719-216-2717, or you can email them at yourservice@hotmail.com. 216-2717. Talking to Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf. They're located here in Colorado. And talking about some kind of a little bit of philosophy on club manufacturing and that sort of thing. And everybody likes the long ball. And they've come up with a new driver that we're going to get into. Brad, let's talk about the new Red Devil that that you showed us, a couple of us here a couple weeks ago.
Excellent. You know, the Red Devil driver was born out of the idea that, you know, we know that consumers want to hit the ball long. We all like the long ball, as you say. But the component that's missing for most players off the tee box is consistency or accuracy. You know, when you look at the PGA Tour players, the best drivers in the game only hit 7 out of 10 fairways. So their fairway percentage is 70%, and that's the best players in the game. So understand, you know, getting the ball in play and keeping it in the short grass is really a challenge for the average everyday consumer. When we developed the Red Devil driver, we started it with the idea that we were going to make a club where people didn't lose any distance, but what they did gain was accuracy. And, you know, the typical mantra coming out of the big, huge name brand companies was just longer, longer, longer. And the way that they were achieving that was through club length. Now that the USGA had placed limits on us in terms of the size of the head and the coefficient of restitution on the face, you know, there really wasn't a whole lot left that we could do to the golf club other than make it longer. And the result of that is that, you know, most of the clubs you buy off the rack today are 45, 45 and a half inches long as a standard length. And that is an issue because the average length of a driver on the tour today is 44 and a half inches long. So if the best players in the world are swinging a 44 and a half inch driver, why is it that consumers would think that a 45 or a 45 and a half inch driver would be something that they could control? So we started this project, you know, really with the idea that what we wanted to do was create a three wood on steroids. And what I mean by that is we all tend to hit our three wood quite a bit straighter and more consistently than we do our driver, and really not that much further behind in distance. You know, usually we hit it between 25 and 20 yards behind our driver. So I started to look at the idea behind, you know, why is it that we hit our three wood so well and we struggle so much with our driver? And ultimately it came down to three things. You know, the first thing was obviously the club is shorter. Typical three wood is 43 and a half inches long. And then number two, it's got a lot more loft. You know, we're talking 15 or 16 degrees of loft. And the more loft we have on the club, the easier it is to square up. And then the final component was, you know, most three woods out there aren't made with those really lightweight graphite shafts. You know, most of your graphite shafts and drivers today are 48 or 50 grams or 55 grams, which is very light. When we started this company in 96, the average graphite shaft weighed 90 to 100 grams. So I started to toy with the idea of putting weight back in the golf club. And, So those three things put together was the formula, basically, that we used for the Red Devil driver. We made it with more loft. We made sure the standard length wasn't more than 44 and a half inches. And we brought weight back into the shaft. 80 to 85 gram graphite shafts are what we're utilizing in that club.
Brad, when you're talking about adding weight, isn't it a little bit easier for people to really feel what they're doing in the swing when they've got that little more weight in there?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. The clubs have gotten so long and so light that it's much more difficult to track where the club is on your takeaway and then in trying to deliver it back to the impact zone. And so we found that putting weight back into it, boy, it really brought a tremendous amount of feel back to our golf swing, and we could really tell where the club was as we were tracking it back to impact. And that really improves, I think, most players' ability to deliver the club head
square at impact.
Brad, a lot of instructors, especially with new golfers, they don't really want them using a driver that's maybe even over 43.5. So obviously, I'm guessing that you're going to tailor that club to those people that want a shorter length shaft on their driver also. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, obviously, our core competency for the last 15 years is fitting golf clubs and understanding that not every single player, you know, fits inside that standard mold. So, yeah, we're going to tailor it shorter. We're going to tailor the shaft flex, you know, the kick point, the torque. We have a lot of different shaft options that we can place in this golf club that really allow people to dial that club in and make sure that it's going to perform exactly the way they need it to perform off the tee. So, yes, definitely we want to be able to tailor the club to each player and understand what their needs are and then meet those needs.
Talking with Brad Dingerman from Dimension Z Golf Clubs. They're based in Colorado here up in the Denver area. Brad, I think a lot of the Colorado golfers that I've run into that that have worked with you or Don or have some of your equipment, a lot of them tend to carry your wedges. And you've come up with this term about the chipping yips rather than the putting yips. And you've come out with an interesting wedge or wedge line here to help those people. Talk about the, I guess, for lack of a better term, the long wedge or the belly wedge, or let's go down that road here.
Excellent. So a couple of years ago, I was dealing with a customer who really struggled around the green, and he had the typical problems that we see with a lot of players when it comes to chipping or pitching the ball, and that's that he would yip at the ball, and that yip is caused by a deceleration. They take the club back and, you know, their brain sort of thinks, oh no, I'm going to over hit this shot. And the natural tendency is to just kind of ease the club down through the impact zone. And what happens is the club head speed decelerates and you don't make good contact. The club gets hung up in the turf, or you hit it thin and you scull it, or you chunk it. And so, you know, being around this game as long as I have, this is a pretty common problem. It's not something that just one or two players have. There's a lot of players that really struggle with this around the green. So I came up with an idea that, you know, the chipping motion and the pitching motion can be somewhat complicated. You know, it's a two- or three-piece motion. We get our hands involved in the shot, and that tends to really play with our brain. And, you know, being around this game, like I say, as long as I have, I know what it's like to be affected by my brain and my golf swing. And so
that's usually never a good deal, is it? Yeah.
You know, if we could anchor a wedge just like we'd anchor a putter, we could provide a really stable platform for us to be able to contact the ball without having to worry about this complicated pitching motion.
And so you've come up with this long shafted wedge that people could even can even anchor to their sternum, or even I guess depending on where they like to put their hands, even kind of to the side of their ribs. Is that right? Either way will work for people.
Yeah, I mean the ribs is probably a little bit too high up, but you know, we make the club around 43 to 45 inches. It can be shorter than that if it needs to be. I have found that I anchor the club on my left hip on my belt line, and what that does is it allows my hands to have a little forward pitch upon the setup, and then you just bring it back with a nice pendulum motion that you would, like, say, with a putting stroke, and you drive it right through the impact zone. And what's important about that anchor point is that it really does take your hands out of the shot, just like it does in the putting stroke. And what that really benefits is the idea that your brain now doesn't, you know, have that perception that you're about to overhit this shot. As a matter of fact, it has quite the opposite effect, in that your brain thinks, boy, I better hit this. I better drive through this to get it there, which is exactly what we need to do to pop that ball up and pitch it up onto the green. So having that anchored club, in your belt line or in your navel area is really important because it does remove your hands from the shot, and it helps you just drive through the impact zone and pop that ball right up onto the green. It works wonderfully, and I know that this is a product that is really sort of outside the box in terms of tradition or what people think, but you've seen how well the consumers have taken to belly putters and things like that, and I really think over time they're really going to take to this club as well.
Brad, we've got just a little bit of time left. Where can people go to find some of your neat things that you got going on, and give us a website, and how can people reach out to you guys?
Well, if they want to talk to us, of course, they can always call us at the shop, but the best way to get information about our company is at our website, which is dimensionz.com. That's dimensionz.com. And right on the site, we have all the products. We've got a contact us page, obviously. Feel free to pick up the phone and call myself or call Don and talk to us about what your needs are, and we can definitely steer you in the right direction.
All right, Brad, good stuff. Thanks for coming on. I think we've enlightened our visitors about what's out there for our listeners about what's out there for some of them. Best of luck, and we will see you soon down the road here, I'm sure.
Great. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z. We'll be right back with Sarah Cohn right after this.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
We like to call it Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. Tee to Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort. We are worldwide on American Forces. You can check us out on satellite radio, XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208. This portion of the show brought to you in part locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the region since 1912, caring for your family for the last 100 years. They're at 501 North Cascade here in town. Online, www.swan-law.com, or at 719-471-9900. A lot of athletes, weekend athletes, if you want to use that term, probably neglect the stretching part of their preparation for most sports, whether it be golf, tennis, volleyball, skiing, whatever. And we've got a solution for you. I'm looking at a cool little book here that actually will fit in your golf bag easily. Practice yoga while you play golf. And the author of that book is Sarah Cohn. For some reason, I've got another attorney golf author here. I don't know how we're how that's working out here lately. But Sarah Cohn is on the line with us. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jerry?
All righty. Now, what is with some of you attorneys getting into writing golf books? When did this trend begin?
I didn't know it was a trend. We should all be scared, though.
that's almost what I'm thinking here. But we're going to help people keep flexible before, during, and after their round. Sarah, would you say I was correct in that most athletes, you know, of the amateur variety, really neglect the stretching part of their routine?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, even in my family, where my brother thinks that stretching is just throwing his leg up on the spin bike for 30 seconds after he spins, and then he's done. He's stretched and he's loose. But he's actually my biggest fan with the book, because he realizes that he's not getting any looser as he gets older, and he needs to work on it.
Yeah, that I would fall into that trap here too. Definitely guilty as charged. Now, golf is certainly a game that lends itself to doing this sort of thing during your round, because you have times when you're on the tee waiting for the group in front of you to move forward, or even a couple simple things while you're waiting for your partner to hit. That I guess would have been the first motivation that you had for writing this. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's just so much time when you're out on the golf course, and so much time that's better spent not dwelling on your shot and maybe just taking care of yourself and stretching or breathing, rather than stressing about the upcoming shot or dwelling on how poorly you hit the last shot. So if you can remove yourself a little bit from the golf and do something else, when you get ready to hit the next shot, you're going to be a lot fresher and freer.
Right. The book that you have here is kind of a fun little deal. There are a number of, just about every page has an illustration here on what you can do. And some of these, you show some things that you can do actually while you're sitting in the golf cart, if you're riding, some things that you can use, maybe use the bench at the tee as a prop, or even hold a club and use that as an anchor. So there's certainly a lot of ways that people, just simple things that they can do during their round, no matter
right.
where they
well,
are
I wanted
on the
to
course,
make sure
right?
that every level of flexibility was covered, from someone who really never does anything to people who are much more active and maybe a little more athletic and do take care of some stretching on their own. So, you know, anyone from the 75-year-old or 80-year-old can sit in the cart and twist or fold forward. And then someone who might be a little more active, you know, they're a little more challenging poses in there.
Yeah. The book takes you through some of the spine movements, shoulders, hips, flexibility, balance, that sort of thing. As it relates to golf, what would you say the average player really needs to work on more, or what area of their body do you think most people need to work on, you know, to really help their golf game? Short of saying everything.
Oh, darn. I really think that the core strength, but also the core flexibility, is key. Because what are we doing in golf? We're doing a lot of rotating and really balancing. So you're balancing as you're turning, so that your core needs to obviously be strong, as everyone says. But you also need it also needs to be flexible, because it can't rotate unless the muscles can lengthen. So that, you know, I think that's a key area.
Right. I'm talking with Sarah Cohn. She's written a new book called Practice Yoga While You Play Golf. It's a sort of a neat little book that you can use on the golf course to help with your flexibility during your round. Sarah, golf, tennis, skiing, as to use three examples, are sports where we've got a lot of twisting going on. Is it more important for maybe those type of athletes to do more twisting type stretching than straight line stretching also?
Well, I think it's all important. I just don't think that anything can really be neglected, because it's the whole body works as a unit, not just specific muscles. You know, obviously twisting is important, but I think especially in golf, twisting the opposite way of which you swing is really important, so that you don't become too one-sided.
Right.
So if you're a righty, swing lefty, twist to the left. You know, try to keep the body balanced.
Right. And then also talk about the importance, and then this, you know, I don't know of any of my friends that really do this at all, but stretching after your round of golf or after your game of tennis or white bee, it seems that hardly ever goes on in the amateur sports world.
Well, that's why if you could at least do it while you're playing, then you've kind of killed two birds with one stone. But stretching is really important at all times of the day, before you play, while you play, after you play, before you go to bed at night, you know, staying limber and pliable makes for happier bodies.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of work and dedication, but in the end, we'll all feel better.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Sarah, you are, you are a certified yoga instructor right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And how long have you been in that?
I've been certified for 3 years. I've been practicing for 12, and after I retired. In 2006, I had the idea to write the book, but I didn't want to write it until I was certified. So then I did the teacher training, and, you know, and then everyone said, well, how's the book coming? And I said, oh, field study, because if you're not a writer, it's really hard to sit down and write. I give a shout-out to those people who can sit at a computer all day and let the ideas flow. So it took me a while, because every time I would sit down to write, I'd say, yeah, maybe I should go clean my closets, or maybe I should do something else. So
yeah,
it was a long time from idea to execution.
Yeah, sometimes the ideas just don't flow all at once, do they?
When
you were putting this together, did you struggle with the order that you wanted to present things to people, or was that part a little easier?
No, actually, at first I thought my original idea was to give a pose per hole, but I you know, since everybody is so different, I wanted to give more alternatives. So I decided to try to work more in a more functional way for areas of the body, movements. That, you know, there are two chapters, one where you're working with your hips open and one where you're working with your hips square, and it's important not to go back and forth between the two. So I just tried to do it in the most logical way possible so that people could get the most out of it.
Right, right. Okay. Let me see here. I'm kind of paging through some things here. Did you, I mean, you obviously golf too. Are you, you know, using some of your own techniques while you're playing now since you've gone down this road here, or did you already do that?
I've been doing this for the last 7 years because I had a bunch of injuries, and in order for me to play golf, I had to stretch while I played. Otherwise, I would just end up limping around the course.
Okay,
so this
has
enabled me to stay on the course much longer than I might have been able to if I didn't stretch.
Right, and then talk about. You know, now this is a little aside from what you're discussing in the book here, but, strength training with, people that may do a little weightlifting or something at home, maybe with some small barbells or dumbbells. Is there a better way for people to do that, stretch first, stretch after, or before and after when people are doing that also?
I really think it's important for before and after. If you had to pick one, I would probably say after, to make sure that after you've used the muscles that they get a chance to relax and stretch. But, I'm going to have to go back to what I said earlier, before, during, after, before you go to bed, when you wake up, it's all good.
Yeah. We're going to add a couple hours to people's days by telling them that, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's like anything else. It's a goal. You do your best, and hopefully you get some benefit from it.
Right. Sarah, we're just about out of time. Where can people find your book, and what's the best way for them to get a hold of one of these neat little items here?
There are two good ways. They can either go to a website called lulu.com, L-U-L-U, which is a print-on-demand company, or they can go to my website, which is sarahcohnyoga.com. Sarah has an H, Cohn, no E, yoga.com.
Yep. It's Sarah. Sarah, C-O-H-N. Sarah,
yes.
CohnYoga.com. All right,
yes.
Sarah, thanks for coming on with us. Good stuff here. I know I'm going to be I've started to do a few more things like this finally anyway. So... I'm going to be putting some of these things to use because I've lost about 20 yards in the last few years, and I know it's mostly because of lack of flexibility. So you're going to help me out here. Thanks a lot.
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Sarah Cohn, practice yoga while you play golf. We're going to take you on tour, let you know what's going on in the professional world of golf after this break here on Tee to Green, Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief. plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
It's the fastest hour in radio. Peter Green, Gary Butenhoff with you. Time to take you on tour. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. We're going to start with the ladies. They're actually midway through a six-week stretch where they're playing every weekend here, which is, you don't see that a lot on the women's tour. They're in Taiwan this weekend. This event has concluded, the Sunrise Championship. And Suzanne Pedersen coming from behind with a 69 today. That was good for a 19 under total and a three-shot victory over NB Park. So Pedersen winning back-to-back as she won last week in Korea. And so she's back-to-back winners here on tour, and that's 10 career titles for her. Pedersen with the win, NB Park finishing second, and Yanni Sen finished third, four strokes back. The PGA Tour is kind of having a trial event in Malaysia. This will be part of the regular tour next year at this time. And Nick Watney at the CIMB tournament. Nick Watney shot a 10 under 61 today to overtake Robert Garrigus and Bo Van Pelt and win by one. Watney finishing at minus 22, one shot better than Garrigus and Van Pelt, who both shot 66 here today. The Champions Tour, their final regular season event, their tour championship will be in Arizona next week. They're in San Antonio at the AT&T Championship. Mark Calcavecchia with a 69 yesterday. That's good for 8 under par through two rounds. He's 4 better than Kenny Perry, 5 ahead of both Brad Faxon and Esteban Toledo. The Web.com, formerly Nationwide, their tour championship is going on in McKinney, Texas. James Hahn and Justin Hicks are tied for the lead entering the final round. And the European Tour, one of their bigger events, the BMW Masters, it's in Shanghai this year. Peter Hansen with a one-stroke lead over Rory McIlroy heading into the final today. All or most of those events available on Golf Channel over the weekend here. Thanks to our guest today, Brad Ingerman from Dimension Z Golf Clubs, DimensionZ.com, to find out what they're all about and how you can get in touch with them. And thanks to Sarah Cohn. Her book is called Practice Yoga While You Play Golf. Go online to Lulu.com or SarahCohnGolf.com. Jay will be back with me next weekend here in the saddle. And thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Scott back in San Francisco for running things smoothly again. Until next week, hit them long and hit them straight. Take care, everyone.